With regard to Durood Sharif, when we read Durood Sharif, there were three intentions that were to be made when we read Durood Sharif. And alhamdulillah, two brothers came and asked, so just to correct it, and this shows that the interest of the brothers also, mashallah. So the first is that we reading Durood Sharif, and this applies to many other ibadat also, all ibadat, that it is the command of Allah. That is why we are reading, fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So that is the first intention. Second one is tasdeeqan, that we testify that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And not just outwardly, but we try and go a little bit more in detail. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. That is a great quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the seal of the prophethood, of prophethood, of risalat. That now no other Nabi will come. Now, in another sense, the beautiful palace of Nabuwat was built. The final beauty was to be placed. And the cherry on the top, the final, was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sending durood on him, on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in risalat, that what efforts Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made so that this true deen can reach me today. It was, the foundation was set by Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, that after 1400 years in the southern tip of Africa, deen has come here. So we can never pay back Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with that feeling also. Also very important that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us that perfect way of life. What a model, uswatun hasana, a beautiful example he has presented to us. And in presenting the deen, what we read, قَدْ بَدْلَخْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَعَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. What Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, what sacrifices he made the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum give, and all along the history of Islam, what sacrifices the people gave. So I'm sending durood on that personality. And then the third is also very important, that muhabbatan fi, with the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu, to increase my muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shawqan ilayhi, that I have the desire to be with my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and ta'zeeman li qadrihi wa li kawnihi ahlan li dhalik, and the honor and respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'd al-khuda tuhi buzurg kissa mukhtasar, that after Allah, the greatest position is that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shauq and desire to be with him, and to that his thoughts must be with us, and the grandeur and honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So with that we should try and make read our durood sharif. And we don't have to think of it so much in detail than when we're going to make durood. We hardly got time to read 10 times durood. But lightly we think of it, and then we carry on, and we will see that what great benefits there is. And those who have the time should definitely do this. And then they will see how much durood sharif, what won't it give to them. And great, great people, what they derive through durood sharif. I spoke to Maulana Muhammad Gardi of White River, and we were speaking on this subject. So he was saying that Hizbul Bahr is also one compilation of great durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says every night before Isha, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, he should listen in the kitab. Hazrat should read it off by heart. And right there in the haram. And then I was explaining to him about looking at the Kaaba Sharif. He said, Hazrat couldn't manage that courage to look at the Kaaba Sharif. And he would just be shaking all the time, crying the honor of Allah Ta'ala. He should sit there. So, the Durood Sharif is a very great ibadat. We must never in any way underestimate it, how much we can read Durood Sharif. We should read Durood Sharif. Also, the Jee and one dua that is also encouraged here, that when we make Durood Sharif, read Durood Sharif, any other ibadat also, Azil Hijab al Ghaflati. Oh Allah, remove the veils of unmindfulness. Today we know we make zikr, our mind is not there. Namaz, our mind is not there. Tilawat of Quran, dua we are making. Begging of Allah something very much, but there we now falling asleep in the dua. Now our mind is gone somewhere else. So this hijab of ghaflat, unmindfulness, and the remedy for that is regular zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.